I think, you know, I'll make it fit. And it doesn't matter, you know, what plays we run. I'm going to find a way to, you know, to help this team out. And I know Coach Kelly has a way of working things out as well in terms of how he schemes and how he calls plays. So I'm not, you know, worried about how this will turn out. Just worried about the here and now and what I can do right now.
Is it similar to what you saw in the 4 years at Oregon?
You've seen similar things, and it's similar things to what I played. So it's a lot of different things, and you just got to be ready to you know, think quickly.
Why do you think you could thrive?
You've played against him, Chip Kelly, for like 4 years and everything. What was it like to, like, yeah,
as an opponent, it's difficult because you always are going back on the field after a score, it seems like. Not a punt or a turnover or anything. And so as an opponent, you always, you know, you're kind of on your heels in terms of, oh, I have to get back up and score. And so there's a lot of pressure. And now that I'm on this end, it's I think it's a better situation. And hopefully we can, you know, put that pressure on other teams.
Is it a little faster than what you were used to, or is it?
It might be. I mean, practices are up-tempo, and it's a lot of energy. Yeah.
He brought up the game. How much of this offense do you know so far? What have they showed you?
What we installed today. And yeah. So what percentage of the offense is that? I have no clue.
Did you have a playbook and stuff before you came out?
I've had some installations, but, you know, who knows how much it actually is.
How did it seem to you?
I love it. It's a new challenge. It's you know, new terminology. It's like learning a new language in a short time period. And so it's the next step, and I'm embracing it. And I loved it being out there today.
You said the key to this,
Michael,
is.
Have you had a chance to meet with Michael or Nick at all yet since you arrived? Or
Michael and Nick, no, they haven't been here. This is all only the rookies and some of the free agents. Haven't met them yet.
Talk to them.
Nick texted me on the draft day, actually, and we've known each other for a couple of years, just playing against each other, doing some media stints together. So he said, you know, just looking forward to working with you and everything, and it's going to be good, you know, competition for all of us, you know, competing against each other, making each other better.
How do you approach that? I mean, do you have to come in and be deferential to a guy like Michael Vick, who's been in the league for so long and done so many things, and the Nick, who has actually played 1 year, or do you have to come in and feel like they're just kind of your competition? Just two of the other guys.
Well, they've both done great things, and Michael has had an unbelievable career. And you know, you come in as a teammate to them, not as a fan, and you come in as someone who's ready to compete against them at the same time. And you'll be friends. I'll get to know those guys, and I'm sure, you know, from what I've heard, they're, you know, outstanding men. And but you come in knowing that you have a job, and that, you know, they're trying to take that job as well. And so it's competition. That's what, you know, competing is all about.
Matt, have you ever had a chance to meet either one of them
in regards to Michael and
I've never met Michael, and I played against Nick, so I met Nick.
Yeah. You talked about, you know, the trick, the idea was to think fast. Are there a lot of reads on every play? Can you expound on that a little bit about it?
I'm not going to go into, you know, what our responsibilities are in each play, but as a quarterback, you generally have a lot of responsibilities, and I think in this offense, that's no different. And you have to act quickly, you have to be a sharp decision maker, and that's what coach is looking for at the quarterback position.
Matt, coming in here as a fourth round pick, do you have an extra chip on your shoulder? You know, a year ago, you were projected to be in the top 10, possibly. Do you come in here with an extra chip on your shoulder to prove all the people that did not take you and let you slip that far?
I think whether I was the first round or the seventh round, I was going to come in here either way with the chip on my shoulder, looking to prove something. And so it doesn't matter where I ended up. And you know, the fact is that I'm here, and I have a shot to, you know, play on the field this year.
Is there any silver lining to being a fourth round pick as opposed to a first round pick? Any silver lining?
Like the movie? I think there's always a chop once you're here. There's always a silver lining. I don't know what that might look like. I'm taking it one day at a time. So. There could be, but who knows?
In terms of the shoulder, are you on a pitch count, or are you full go in terms of?
No, full go.
Yeah. Matt, how much did the offense here resemble what you saw playing against Chip at Oregon?
You mean, what are you going to see this year if it's like Oregon? You'll see some similar things. It's Coach Kelly. I mean, it's his team, and we have, you know, other ideas and schemes fused in, and it's going to be exciting.
Matt, during the evaluation process with the Eagles, did and you met with Chip Zeman at the combine, and Billy Lazor went out and worked you out. Did the fact that you played at Southern Cal, where there's a lot of there's a huge microscope, you're under a microscope there. The fact that you played in an environment like that, and you come to a place of Philadelphia where there is a lot of scrutiny, did that play a part, you think, in any way, shape, or form, and then picking you?
I have no clue. I've not heard that from them. That's why they drafted me. I'm sure You know, Coach Kelly's seen me play in person quite a few times, and so I think that had something to do with it. And I know Coach Lazor was impressed when, you know, he came and worked me out. So who knows if that factored in. Maybe it did, but I don't know.
Why is it that, like, SC quarterbacks, it's almost like there's been a rap, you know, be careful, you know, SC quarterback, they might not project as well in the pros. Or why do you think that is?
Everyone just wants to stereotype everyone together, and for whatever reason, that's just been bad timing with falling on my shoulders. And so, I think everyone has a different story. I've said that before, and my story is going to be, has been, and I think will be different than anyone else.
Matt, started before you.
Last one.
Matt, yeah. What skills do you have in your game that are perfectly suited for this kind of fast-tempo offense?
I think you have to be a smart decision-maker, a quick decision-maker, which I think I pride myself in football knowledge. Getting the ball out quick, I can make all the throws in this offense. I love what we're doing. Just commanding, being a commander out there, commanding the field, and I think it possesses all of the above.